This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's not every day you stumble upon a 150-year-old relic, but that's what happened last week when a sidewalk repair crew at the University of Alabama uncovered 10 Civil War-era cannonballs buried in the ground. The university called in a bomb squad as a precaution, but the cannonballs were removed without incident. WBHM intern Stephanie Beckett spoke with University of Alabama history professor Harold Selesky. He explained why the cannonballs probably came from the Civil War.
It is more likely than not that they are from that time period, given the level of military activity is highest on campus during those years.
Would they be made from like a different material than other cannonballs that were made maybe later?
Probably not. But cannon projectiles, artillery projectiles, ordnance, come at this particular point, middle of the 19th century, in two basic forms. They are either solid or they are hollow, but the interior is filled with gunpowder explosive. The idea is to explode the shell over the enemy, causing damage.
So this is why they were probably dangerous if no one had found them?
Solid shot are not dangerous. They are. It's a ball of iron. It's a ball of cast iron. A shell could be filled with gunpowder. The probability is that if it was a shell buried for 150 years, the gunpowder in it was likely not remaining to be explosive, but explosive ordnance disposal people were brought in to take a look at the find and ensure that no possibility of detonation remained and that they could be safely removed.
How do you think the sidewalk was originally built over them without anyone noticing?
It could have been a cache of arms to be dug up again if the need occurs some years down the road. What most likely, it seems to me, happened is that the location of any such cache was forgotten. And as the university grew up basically around it, nobody knew it was there, ultimately found only by serendipity that the sidewalk had to be replaced.
So you think that finding these can tell us something a little more specifically about the history of University of Alabama?
Sure. And once they are further identified and people have an opportunity to go through the records of the university, given, you know, what size are they? Are they of a size that could have been used for practice? There's no definitive way to understand what these were, but there are better guesses. You know, unless you find a letter somewhere in an archive saying we buried 65 cannonballs this day and we tried to keep the location of them, you know, unless you find some specific evidence like that, it's unlikely we'll ever know precisely why in this particular area or indeed precisely what day it was done. But in general, I think you can figure out what, why they're there, what happened, and something about their history.
Dr. Selesky, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Certainly. Happy to do it.
WBHM intern Stephanie Beckett speaking with University of Alabama history professor Harold Selesky. Tuscaloosa News reports the cannonballs are in the process of being defused, and after they're deemed safe, will likely be added to the university's museum collection. Thank you.